rap is the range, your radar. Flip the fader, let them know my core.
One thing I do is keep them different and far from losing.
You're no average MC with a smile on your face.
Think of me, think about us since our intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Think you sit around and you'll kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. The type of man that try to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be.
Damn.
If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be.
Say,
he the type, that's hella cheap. Take this girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's.
Say,
I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds painted to me.
Let's be a star for a day. Everything in life is just okay. People say things they don't really want to say. But it's okay, cause you're a star for the day. People will smile at you when they really want to frown. Well, that's just the way tainted folk get down. Just keep it real and will. When a situation is tainted, love is always free.
Love is always free.
Love is always free. Love is always free.
Check it out, you said you love me, but is it really real? Would you fix me green tea if I'm feeling ill? Could you give me your back rub to soothe after a long day? Dinner by candlelight, but you're the main entree. And if so, I do the same with other treats to give you. Trailing rose petals from your door to beneath your pillow, with a bucket of champagne on your nightstand. Experience what some women want in their lifespan. You're saying,
real love, real everybody wants love, real love, someone to trust in you for real. Everybody needs love, that's real. I would never want nothing tainted. Wait a minute, would you feel fainted if your loving was tainted?
True,
I know true love's hard to find. Just let it find you
for real.
If you found love, then keep it
real.
Keep love from being tainted.
Being tainted.
Oh, when you'll be alright.
Ooh,
when you'll be alright.
Real love, so real,
true,
so bright,
so good,
real
love, so good,
real love,
real
love,
tainted love,
tainted.
Peace.
Peace.
Van Sticky, stand up right now. You in the building with the crew and living, baby. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz. You know, we come here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And we love to provide y'all the dopest hip-hop, man. A1, no cut. You know how we do it, baby. We had to start off that last session with, you know, yours truly, Hard Body Dreams. Chinchilla, off of the Born album, produced by Kuza 9 Star, featuring Kuza 9 Star, my man, Guilty Black.
You know that.
Ooh, that was hot. Then we had OC and Yvette Michelle with Far From Yours. I came in, I heard that joint, man. I was, yo, my man Digital, like, I'm telling you, man. None of you DJs can see him. Just saying.
Yo, I didn't say that, man.
I know he ain't said, but I said it. It's all good.
I did not say that.
And then we had that, ooh, that early 2000s joint, man. Slum Village, Tainted. I remember being a young buck and watching that video on BET all the time, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They ran that all the time.
So next week, man, it's going to be hot, baby. We got an interview with My Name Is Junk. Boom, 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 boom. For all of the Junk fans out there, we got one of Van City's finest coming in the building to share his experience with us. You know what I mean? And, yo, my man's got a lot of great things going on in his life, getting ready to move to Europe and all that. And you know, we're going to let him tell his story. But he got a new project that he dropped about a month ago with Messiah. I've been listening to some of those cuts, and they most definitely fire, bro. Most definitely fire, man. So, you know what I mean? And that's the part I love about this thing, man. It's like we get to interview dope artists, you know what I mean? And allow them to come and, you know, give us they wisdom. You see what I'm saying?
Express themselves. Express yourself.
Express yourself.
Yeah.
Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. Yeah, giving an avenue, you know, so you can actually hear what the artist has to say, right? Without the edits and, you know, the cuts, right?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. And like I said, you know, I'm gonna let y'all know again, man. If you a local artist in the city, man, and y'all want to get your music played on the radio, you know, submit it to oneordentertainment@gmail.com, man. You know what I mean? Or hit up One Order Music Group on Instagram. And, you know, we would love to have y'all stuff get spun. You know what I mean? Just make sure that it's the clean cuts and they fire.
Shout out to MJG on the instrumental.
Uh-huh.
Local fella.
Uh-huh. Shout out. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we've been having a discussion about relationships. I mean, we started off with the politics and whatnot, and you know, I mean, if y'all tapping in and y'all want to call in, you know, give us your opinion on how you see things. Just make sure that you know come correct. Don't be cussing on the air, because we will cut your butt off like the hydro bill, baby.
No doubt.
We will cut you like the hydro. So, you know what I mean? Guilty Black, give them that number, guy.
Yeah, that number is 778-782-2573. One more time, 778-782-2573.
CJSF, baby.
90.1 FM, we in the building. So, moving on. Let's talk about relationships between... family.
That's the most craziest relationship. Could you know... You're born into something that you don't choose to be born into, right? It just happens that you're there, and you know, sometimes you got to deal with it in many different ways, right? And that's a tough relationship, you know, between, you know, mother and daughter sometimes, between mother and son, between father and daughter, between father and son. You know, there's a lot of strained relationships out there, you know.
What do you think that those who were born in the baby boomer timeline
era?
Yeah, that era. What do you think that they could have done better as far as raising their children?
It depends. Some people raised them right. The children are very successful. Right? Mm-hmm. Other people, you know, they're probably ex-hippies and had a lot of freedom. And I'm not saying hippies are not as smart as anyone else, right? I'm just saying, you know, we're just on the freedom aspect of it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they experiment with a lot of things. And sometimes, you know, you lose yourself, right? You lose your stuff. I mean, now the millennials are over... They have more numbers than the baby boomers, right? Mm-hmm. They overnumber them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all fading out, right? Big wealth transfer coming up here, you know? And let's see what happens, right? Let's see what the people who benefited from the baby boomers, let's see what they do, right? Because a lot of people, you know, they bought, like, places for, like, you know... $30,000, you know what I mean? Now the place is worth $2.5 million. You know, a lot of them did very well, right? By just sticking to the job, you know. I mean, things were a lot different, right? You know, one parent could work, you know, mama could take care of the home or vice versa. And you know, you could actually have a living, right? You know, when it got into the 90s and 2000s, you know, both parents are working. You never have time. You know, you're not home. The child has a lot of time for himself, right? Or herself, right? You have a lot of time to do a lot of things while, you know, the parents are home. If they work different shifts, sometimes they work the same time schedule. You know, it's a lot of strain, right? On the family, right? With just the bills and stuff like that. And, you know, just how society is, right? Everybody wants to cop everything, right? But in the end, you know, you got the nice shiny product, but you know, in the end, you know, you might not have the money in the end, right? Was it worth it, right? You have to look at things a lot differently nowadays, right? It's not so free as it was before, from my perception, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because it's interesting that, you know, like you were saying, like, families now both, you know, parents have to work. And then, you know, children get raised by daycares, right? And, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in those daycares. But, you know, it's, yeah, especially around that aspect, right? Because sometimes parents don't believe their children and what's going on. You know what I mean?
Oh, when the child comes back and says this happened or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, you have to believe your child, right? You have to stand with your child for the most part, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, my grandma always used to say to me, you know, she said, you never know what that child do out there. You know what I mean, right? And maybe it's a West Indian perspective, right? But, you know, you have to stand with your child today. I mean, without you, what does your child have? Who does your child have? Right? And that's just the way I look at it, right?
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of those things, right? Like, you know, children getting abandoned, right? Because, like I said, right, at that age, like, they may not understand, okay, you know, mommy or daddy's got to go and work and stuff like that, and they can't be with you all the time. But, you know, in that child's mind, because they don't know what's really going on, it's like... somewhere in the line they think that they're being abandoned, right? And then people grow up with these abandonment issues, right? And so it's almost like it's a bigger agenda, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's many agendas.
It's a bigger agenda.
Many agendas at play here, and I see, you know, the world has spoken, right? The world has spoken, right? That's one thing with, I think, society.
The world has spoken or a nation has spoken? And what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking many nations have spoken, right? You know, a lot of people come with ideologies, right? And sometimes it's hard for people to digest, right? It's hard for them to digest, right? Change is hard for society, I think, right? And I mean, especially when it's coming so fast. You know, it almost seems like every week there's something new, you know, and I think society needs time to digest, you know, a lot of things, right? And maybe that's where, you know, some political parties went wrong, right? Because it was just too much change too fast, right? And how does the common man really handle that, or woman, right? How do they handle that, right?
So,
and yeah, so... many different aspects of relationships here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, for me, you know, in my experience, right, like, I grew up without a father, right? So, for me, it's, you know, as a young black man, you know, I always look to the role models that were, you know, outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Outside, right?
Yeah.
I'm a child of being outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd like to be outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to be outside because it was adventurous. And don't get me wrong, like, playing sports and all that stuff was cool, right? But there was more things that caught my eye. You know what I mean? That were more intriguing. And I'm not going to say that I didn't have uncles that were in my life and stuff like that, right? However, that direct contact with your father is very important, just like with the mother and the daughter. You know what I'm saying?
It's crucial. It's like you go through life and you almost feel like something's missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you feel like something's missing, and there's a lot of people out there that have that feeling, right? You know, thy know thyself, and it's hard to know yourself without knowing half of yourself, right?
100%. That's right and exactly. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. that part that's missing, right? So, you know what I mean? If you grew up without one or the other not being there, yeah, that's a part of you that's missing, right? That's a whole aspect of family and all of these things that you don't know, right? And the unknown is the unknown, right? And, you know, willfully you know now. You know what I'm saying? Willfully you will know now. But a lot of us out there don't ever get that opportunity. So then at what point in life do you say, okay, well, that happened, but I can't use this as an excuse to, like, you know, not move on in life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, I, when I was young, right, as a teenager and stuff like that, you know, I played a lot of sports, right, many different sports, right,
mm-hmm.
and that consumed my time,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and maybe that's why I didn't, you know, go certain ways, right?
Yeah.
Because I had parents that actually put me in sports, and, you know, I'm a big believer in sports for children, right? It teaches you how to deal with, you know, your teammates, right? It should teach you how to take a loss,
yeah.
right? Because as you see in society, right, a lot of people don't know how to take a loss, right?
Mm.
And it's hard to go through life without taking a loss, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's what I think. It's when you take a loss, you got to know how to handle it, right? That's the key, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, like I tell my child, you know, usually you got two choices, right? Right, and I just want her to make the right choice,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not going to force her and this and that. Yeah, you have two choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the pros to this one. These are the cons to this one. These are the pros to this one. These are the cons to this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to choose, right? Because I can't choose for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to make that choice, right? And people who win, man, they know how to make the right choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Winning is nice. I think sports also teaches children how to compete. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of lack of competition in the world today. People just, you know, expect
participation badges, right?
Well, mm-hmm. you can participate and get a medal, or you could try to be the best. Strive for excellence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to win every time, you know, but if you tried your hardest, you can't beat trying your hardest.
Yeah, they can't take that away from you. You tried your hardest, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the ball goes in, sometimes the ball doesn't. Sometimes the puck goes in, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it goes in the hoop, sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean? But you got to be able to go home and sleep that night. Yeah, it feels crappy, and, you know, you think about what you could have done differently, but at least it gives you, you know, those functions in your mind.
And so, like you said, like, sports, that's definitely... you know, a coach's job, right, is to really show, you know, the players how to unify. You know, I think it teaches them routine and structure and discipline.
Yeah.
Discipline.
And at the same time, you know, you have those parents that are so overbearing. It's almost like they're trying to live vicariously through their children.
Oh, I've seen that so much.
Right? And that can also destroy a child.
Go, Louis! Go, Louis!
You know,
I see that a lot, right?
Like, you know, and then, like what Digi said, right? Like, I'm in agreement with that. Like, strive to be the best, you know what I'm saying? But also, you know, it takes the right kind of level of understanding for a parent to be like,
you know, to be able to teach them, like, look, you may not win everything, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, like if they don't win, don't
hang your head. Hold your head up.
Well, I want to say don't shit on them. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't get the win.
Oh, man.
That's what happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
most parents don't know, man. When you lose, it gives you opportunity to fix yourself. And you should be proud of that.
Straight up.
You should be proud straight of that. Up. When you lose, you can see what's wrong. You know what you got to work on.
Straight
right?
up.
And sometimes, right, you know, we'll just put in this aspect, right? Let's say you're going in grade 8. You know what I'm saying? But your goal is by grade 12, you want to win that championship, mm-hmm. right? And that's 4 years of building right there, mm-hmm. you know? And maybe the first year you may get spanked. Second year you come back a little better. Third year you're like, okay, we're in the rolling now, mm-hmm. you know? And you actually can go for that for the fourth year. Mm-hmm. But I've seen that, you know? I've been on teams where, yeah, it takes a couple years, 2-3 years, because you have to build it up, right? Mm-hmm. Just like anything else, right? Mm-hmm. You have to build, right? You have to add some pieces. Some pieces you may have to take away, right? Mm-hmm. With the building destroyer, right? Mm-hmm. aspect of that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think sports is good for children, and you know, it's good for community too, right?
But also be aware, man, like we were talking about last week, you know what I'm saying? Like, be aware, you know what I'm saying? Because all because somebody holds a title doesn't mean that those people are like righteous, you know what I mean?
In what sense though? What are we getting at here?
Yo, you know exactly what I'm getting at.
No, I don't. You gotta put it down.
He means LeBron wears a maid suit.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that you must be aware of the people that you've given your children over to. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's say it out. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, we know. There's a lot of pedos out there, man. So y'all gotta be careful. You know what I'm saying? Because look, you put your children in the hands of these people, and you think they may act like one way in front of you, and then the next way they doing some things that are not right and exact. You know what I'm saying?
And that goes back to your child. Hopefully you teach your child, you know. Hopefully you're a parent that your child is not as scared to come and tell you something.
Straight up.
Right?
Straight up.
You have to be a parent that allows your child to tell you anything, right?
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter if you don't even want to hear it. At least they told you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
No, I'm with you on that. You know what I mean? Instead of like, because yeah, like, I know, like when I was young, I was BSing, right? Because I didn't like necessarily feel like I could say these things, right?
Exactly.
And obviously you know you're running the risk when you're doing something that you're not supposed to, right? And you don't want to, you know, you don't get in trouble, right? But it would be easier to own up to it than lie to it if it's in an environment that's comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, I
that's
see,
trust right there.
It is, and I've seen some kids that they say some things, they talk to their parents in a manner that, you know, maybe my jaw might be on the left side if it was on the right side, right? You know, but,
oh, yeah.
But you know, I see the openness, right? Mm-hmm. And I really admire that with some cultures, right, where they're allowed to do that, you know, where, you know, other cultures, you know, they can't say how they feel. And, and how can you be a child and not express yourself, you know?
All you're going through is emotions.
Right? Especially when you're that young, you know, you're going through puberty, you're going through, oh my God, I got a zit on my face, you know, and all these crazy things, right? You know, the hair products, the skin products, the perfumes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm all for letting a kid be a kid, right? Letting a child be a child and experience these things, right? Because then, you know, when you don't allow your child to experience that, you know, you see it does affect them later. They become socially awkward, and it's, right? And you don't want to be a parent to put your child in that position, right? You always want to encourage your child and try to make them the best that they can be, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I look at. Right?
No, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that, right? It's, like I said before, like when you talk about intimacy, right? Intimacy is not just between, you know, the opposite sex, right? Like, you know, intimacy is to be intimate, you know what I'm saying? And intimate is like, you know, into me you see, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just another form of vulnerability, right? It's important that there is a level of, like a space that is available for a youth to be able to talk to their parents and not feel like something bad's gonna happen because I'm expressing my emotion. You know, that's a very crucial part to them developing emotional intelligence, right? And so, you know, and I love conversations like this, right? Because this is like, this is what...
But sometimes the parents are taking out their emotion on their child.
Oh, man, I've seen that so much.
Right?
And I've seen that so much.
You know, and I hate to see that, right? Where it's like, okay, you can, you know, I can be in the worst mood, right? And I'm not saying I'm an angel. You know, I'm not saying I'm an angel. My child and I, we have it out, you know. But at least she stands up for herself, right? And sometimes, you know, I may say something, and what she comes back with her rebuttal, it leaves me in my tracks. It leaves me in my tracks, right? You know, I made a funny joke one day. I'm like, you know what? If you keep acting up, I'm going to hit you. You know, she's like, yeah? Well, what would that do? And I'm like, okay, you got me. You know what I mean? I was never going to do it, but, you know, I just, you know, you just say
things, man. Whoopings.
You just say, you know, your parents used to say that to you, right? And, you know, I try to use that technique. It does not work with these children,
yeah,
right?
Man.
It does not work. And if you have to hit your child, to me, you're lost. You lost, right? Yeah, you lost at that point, right?
And how many? You get whoopings when you was young?
Oh man,
of
bro,
course we
whipping
did.
Spoons, water.
I know, man.
Hoses.
Yo,
I'm
telling y'all, where this bond? I love y'all, but y'all, man, beating your child with a wooden spoon or any kind of object to make them stop is not right and exact. I'm just gonna let y'all know. But there's other ways to
get through to the child's mind.
There's other ways to show them consequence. You know what I'm saying? Justice, right? One's penalty or reward for their actions.
Well, definitely. You can take
that's true.
Away.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There is you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, one of my brothers, he'll you know what I mean? He'll put them by, you just, yo, you gotta go sit by the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other ways to do that, right? Or, you know what I mean? Take away TV and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Toys, that's one thing, right? But the whole, like, you know, whooping somebody, like, yo, man, like, we ain't on no plantation, man.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Where you learn that,
man? And y'all, for all of y'all who was doing that, like, yo, man, I forgive y'all, but because you probably only doing what you was taught.
What you were taught.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to let you know what you was taught was wrong. You see what I'm saying? Because you ain't on no plantation. You ain't need to be beating your children. You know what I mean? Regardless of what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
Who taught you not to love your child? Right?
And, like,
you know, I know there's postpartum and a lot of things, right? But, like, who taught you not to love your child for the most part, right? You gotta love your child, man, right? We gotta change the way we are as people in that, right?
Mm.
You know?
It's so, I mean, you know, obviously there's so many of us who have gone through these, you know, colonial traumas, right? But it is... It's very, like I highly suggest, like, even for those who are, you know, going through family issues, like, you know, seek outside help, you know what I mean? Find the right person. Don't just go for anybody, right? But, like, find the right person. Like, if y'all need to counsel each other and have somebody sit as a mediator, do that, right? Because that's where healing can start, right? Like, you know, because I know many people, right, who carry these things on, and it fucking, pardon the self, I swear there, but, you know, sometimes it come out. You know, there's many things that we hold on to, and we have to be, we think that we gotta be strong, and we do have to be strong. However, these things.
Sometimes a conversation can change a whole mood of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just, like you're saying, you know, you spoke to somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who understands what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to get out, like you said, to the right person, because people will use that against you also, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? Like, I'm all, like, I do support counseling at certain levels, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some of these people are professionals, right? And they don't have, they're biased. They don't have, like, oh, I'm going to be on your side or I'm going to be on my side. It's like, no, let's hear this out, right? But a lot of our people don't want to get that stuff, right? Because
they know everything. They know
it all, like,
right?
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, man, like, where's Bond, man? Like, some of us need that help, okay? Like, y'all can sit in denial and act like y'all ain't do nothing, but y'all need that help. You know what I mean? Y'all need that help. You know what I mean? So, get it! Yo, Digi, hit it!
Run it.
PSA.
for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent